May the word of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I think in Epiphany, of course, we see the thought of showing the court of Jesus, but I don't know. I think this year we're seeing a lot of what we're going to hear more about in Lent. It's definitely going towards Lent, you can tell. Even our collect tells us, and we're praying, set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins. So again, we're learning how to have pure and true worship and pure and true and genuine discipleship. Isaiah is really power punch today. Shout out, do not hold back. And he wants Isaiah to tell his people, the house of Jacob, that they're rebelling. And he knows. And they don't realize. I guess they kind of figure that God's stupid, that he doesn't know. Because he even tells them, says, day after day they seek me and delight to know my way. And then here it comes. As if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. So God knows. And that's something that we, all of us, every human being, should realize that we can even fool ourselves, but we can't fool God. And so then he goes on to say, and they ask of me righteous judgment. In other words, what's wrong with them? They're not being real. They're not being true. They're not being honest in their own heads. And so he says, because, you know, they're saying to him, why do we fast, but you don't see? Why humble ourselves, but you don't notice? Now, personally, I don't think anybody in this congregation would have that kind of an attitude. But can you imagine the attitude that they had to say that? You know, why do we fast and you don't pay attention, in other words? Why do we humble ourselves? You still don't pay attention to us. And then he gets down and tells the truth. He says, look, you serve your own interest in your fast. And even in your fast, you oppress all your workers. And that is not the fast that God wants. And we know that. And they're going to quickly learn it. And he says, look, you fast only to quarrel and fight. What kind of fasting is that? You wonder, what were they thinking of? And so he tells them, he says, this is what I choose as a fast. You're supposed to humble yourself, to bow your head down, to lie down in sackcloth and ashes. In other words, have humility, realize your sin, admit it to God, and change. Do something about it. And don't pay so much attention to yourself, but others, because he says, I want you to loose the bonds of injustice. Undo the thongs of the yoke. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. In other words, don't be oppressive. Don't be domineering. You know, care about others. And even in what you say, not necessarily physically, but in what you say, let people be free to be who they are. And then he says about fasting still, is not to share your bread with the hungry, bringing homeless people into your home, and if someone is naked or doesn't have good enough clothes, cover them. In other words, we're supposed to feed, clothe, and house people who are in need. And then he says, if we are true and we do this, what happens? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. It will happen immediately. When we care for someone, even the cards that we send, that cheers people up and they can see the light of Christ in our actions. It's small, but every small good Christian act glorifies our God in heaven, our Father in heaven. And then he goes on further. Isaiah prophesies more for God. He says, and then your call to the Lord will be answered. When you call for help, God's going to say, here I am. And he does. He is with us every single day. And he says, so if you remove the yoke, if you stop pointing the finger, if you stop speaking evil, and if you do offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs, then your light will rise, and the Lord will guide you, and God will be with us all the time, and he will satisfy our needs as well. It's not just about everyone else. It's about both, a giving and taking for us and for God. And what a compliment. You shall be called repairer of the breach and restorer of the streets. Can you imagine God saying that about us? We're repairers and restorers. That's exactly what our mission is. That is exactly who we are to be as God's children, repairers and restorers, not the other way around, not the other way around. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? Well, we know that what does salt do? It seasons, it preserves, and it heats. You know, it helps with heating. If something happens to that in us, I always fear that the Holy Spirit is our salt, because, you know, we get all that from the Holy Spirit. It gives us strength. It gives us who we are as people of Christ. But if it gets contaminated, we forget to use the Holy Spirit in us. Or if we ignore and forget about God, if we're contaminated, how can it be restored? Well, salt can't be restored, but we can, because we belong to God, and God loves us and chooses to heal us if we return to him. If we want to be used to God, we have to retain our Holy Spirit. We have to retain our saltiness, our preserving of his creation, and kind of being a spark or an energetic heat in the world for Christ. And then he says, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We have the Holy Spirit in us. And if we think about it, not only do we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, but if we have the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that's what shows people even more who we are as brothers and sisters of Jesus. Think about it. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, I am sure that we all cannot attain every single one of those every day, but that's our goal. Because when we can, when we are loving and joyful and peaceful, when we are patient and kind and good, when we are faithful and gentle, and we do control ourselves, then we are a light for Christ. And Christ himself puts us on top of a lampstand. So everybody in the house, in other words, everybody in the whole world can see the impact that Christ has, that everyone can see the impact that the Holy Spirit has on his people. And what is the purpose? Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. And here's the point. To glorify your Father in heaven. That's what Jesus was all about. reconciliation, pointing people back to God. And that's what we're to be about, pointing ourselves and all others towards God. It's only for God's glory. And then the last little part of the gospel, well, the Pharisees were always complaining, and we know that, about Jesus, but they were trying to say that he was trying to abolish the law. Well, Jesus wasn't trying to abolish the law at all. He was trying to fulfill it and make it come into more and more of faith and more of a heartfelt obedience. Not like, if you don't do this right, you're in trouble. He wants our obedience and our following the law to be because we love him. That's it. Because we love him and because we love one another. And then a warning for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He says, I'm going to tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The Pharisees and the scribes made it impossible to go to God. They made it difficult. That was the exact opposite of what those priests were to do. And Jesus came to make God very accessible and to show us the true nature of our God, loving and true and willing to heal and be in love and have open arms for anybody. So we are to be the light of the world. We are to be Jesus in the world. We are to be just and merciful and loving and forgiving and kind. That is what we can do during Epiphany and every day, because we'll show forth Jesus Christ ourselves. Think of it that way. We'll be showing forth or manifesting Christ to the world. What I'd like to do is end with the prayer that's in the bulletin, the prayer of the week. And if you want to pray along with me, I just thought it was a really good prayer. It's on the inside lower page. Oh God, you spoke your word and revealed your good news in Jesus the Christ. Fill all creation with that word again, so that by proclaiming your joyful promises to all nations and singing of your glorious hope to all people, we may become one living body, your incarnate presence on the earth, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.